We're going to go right to the word of the Lord. We're going to go to Revelations 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am Alpha and Omega. I wish you'd say that with me. I am Alpha and Omega. Bless us today, Lord, as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding. Give us a desire to live for you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the word that's already gone forth. We thank you for the worship. We thank you for every family represented here today. Bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the Amplified, it says, the before all and the end of all. In the Message version, it says, I'm A to Z, the first and the final, the beginning and the conclusion. I am Alpha and Omega. I want to talk just for a little bit about Alpha and Omega. Jesus is God in the flesh. The title Alpha and Omega occurs three times in the book of Revelation. Revelation 1 and 8, Revelation 21 and 6, and Revelation 22 and 13 that we read this morning. The fact that Jesus, the resurrected and exalted Christ, refers to himself with terminology that is attributed to the Lord God Almighty is a reminder again of who Jesus really is. There is one Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is God in human flesh. He is more than a good man and a wise teacher. He is more than just a miracle worker. He is more than just a prophet or a preacher. He is God is with us. Jesus is God with us. He is more than all the little attributes that you see on plaques or pictures or saying. He is God robed in flesh. He is called Jesus, but he is God with us. Admittedly, I do not completely understand how the great God of glory who made the heavens and the earth becomes a human and wraps himself in flesh, and while being human, he remains the God of the heavens. It baffles my mind how he can do and go and be how he does and still be the God of the heavens. I don't totally understand how Jesus Christ is fully human and fully God. But I know it's true. I know it's true. There are some other things in the world that I can't understand or explain. Many people are smarter than me, I'll admit it. They understand things that I don't quite comprehend. I don't understand how I can put a piece of paper in a machine and dial a number, called a fax machine, and what is written on that piece of paper comes out and appears on another piece of paper in a machine on the other side of the world. I understand how it works. I know that it works because I've done it, but I don't get it. I don't understand how so much information is stored on a computer chip. And what used to take walls and rooms and rooms and rooms to store records can now be on a little thumb drive the size of my thumb. It's amazing. I don't understand how a programmer can type millions of numbers and save them to a little disk. And from that, I can retrieve pictures and programs that can be turned and used for anything from typing a letter to building a skyscraper. I don't understand how somebody can turn on a radio, which I did yesterday in the car, and I can hear a program from hundreds of miles away Oh, I know how to turn it on. I know how to listen to it. You think you're so smart. Think about it. Who here has a microwave? How does it work? If the person that invented that microwave had invented that microwave, could you use that microwave or build that microwave? I can turn it on. I can type in the numbers 222 start, popcorn start, lasagna start, and it'll work. And I know it works because I put the food in, I push start, it comes out hot and fresh, and I'm able to eat it. But if the cat that made that microwave hadn't made that microwave, would you know how to build a microwave? You ain't so smart either, are you? Think about it. Because we do it and we see it and we can taste it and feel it, we accept it. But go try to build a microwave. Anybody here build a computer? Oh, I've put together the pieces, the motherboard, and I built a computer when I was like 15, 16 years old. I can do that. But the pieces I put together was just a puzzle. I don't know how to make those pieces, but I can turn it on and I can type. And I can dictate into a little speaker and the words will come out on the screen. Pretty cool. But I don't truly understand how to make it. Anybody use your microwave this morning? A few? Did it work? Was it good? Good. But there's some things you just don't understand. You can't really explain, but it works. You know it's there. The explanation is simple for some people. But I'm not as bright as some people. You know, physics and technology, sometimes they baffle me. And yet, because I use most of this equipment every day, I know that it's real. I know that it works. I know that if it breaks, I'm going to throw it out and go to Lowe's and buy another microwave. I'm not going to rebuild it and reinvent. Who's going to reinvent the wheel? No, you go buy another tire. Because it works. Similarly, I cannot explain how people who believe on Jesus and have received the Holy Ghost call upon that name and experience victory over drugs and victory over alcohol and victory over enemies and over sin and over sickness. But I know that they do, because I've seen it with my own eyes. I cannot explain how divine strength and perseverance and renewal come from God to me, but I've received the gift of those qualities and I understand and know that they are real and that God is real. I cannot explain how people become new creatures in Christ, but I've seen too many people's lives transformed and completely changed, taken about face to doubt the process. I know it works. I know it's real. Because I can taste it, I can see it, I can feel it. So I accept it because I know he's real, he's real. I know he's real. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know he's real. I've seen too many things happen that aren't just not supposed to happen, but I've seen them happen with my own eyes. To doubt. Only God's power can do what I've seen done in some people's lives. The Alpha and the Omega. So who is Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega? He is God with us. God with us. I can't explain all the ways, the hows and the wherefores, but I know that he is God with us. When I feel his presence in my life, I'm feeling none other than the power of God in me. And when I'm laboring with problems and fighting the devil, I need more than the influence of a good man. I need more than the insights from a wise teacher or the bygone inspirations of a good sermon or the memory of a mighty miracle. I need the power of God living, breathing, blessing, bestowing, working, producing, acting, and interceding on my behalf. I need to know that when I cry out, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, help on this situation. God, I've got to have some help. I've got to have the assurance to know that He is faithful and just and He's going to be there. I need Jesus Christ in my life. God's very self, the Alpha and the Omega in my life. I need the first and the final. I need the beginning and the conclusion. I need the before all and the end of all. I need the A to the Z and everything in between. That's what I need in my life. I don't have to understand it all. I don't have to figure it all out because I can stand boldly on the Word of God and the promises of God and know that He is faithful and just to see me through because He is the Alpha and the Omega. Now you may know the Alpha and Omega are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. So Jesus is Alpha and Omega, is the beginning and He's at the end. So it goes without saying that He carries everything in between. Jesus Christ is sufficient for all that we need, for everything that we're going through, from life's beginning to life's ending, from mountaintop to mountaintop or valley to valley. He's there. Nowadays, we live in an age of specialization. However, the great joy about serving a Savior who is the first and the last and who carries everything in between is that we have to know His name. One name fits every situation. One name fits every trial. One name fits every circumstance. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is a one-stop shop. Yeah, He is. For recovery from addictions. No matter what the addictions are, one name fits. For release from guilt and fear, one name fits all. For reconciliation with family or friends, one name fits all. For healing of your body, one name fits. For provision and financial aids, one name fits. For comfort of the heart with heavy loss, one name fits. That name is Jesus. For solving the problems of everyday life, one name fits. That name is Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the A and the Z, and everything in between. To the young, Jesus says, let the little children come to me in Mark 10 and 14. To the middle age, He says, come unto me all ye that labor, Matthew 11 and 28. To the old, He says, in my Father's house are many mansions, John 14 and 2. To the young, He says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, John 10 and 10. To the middle-aged, He says, my grace is sufficient for you, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. To the old, He says, I am with you always, to the end of the age, Matthew 28 and verse 20. To the young, He says, ask and it shall be given unto you, Matthew 7 and 7. To the middle-aged, He says, one does not live by bread alone, Matthew 4 and 4. And to the old, He says, take no thought for your life, Matthew 6 and 25. Can I tell you, whether you're young, whether you're old, no matter what you're going through, He is the Alpha and Omega. He promises us that when He returns for His bride, the church, He's going to bring that old payroll. He's going to take care of us. He's going to rapture us because Jesus, He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the final, the before all and the end of all, the beginning of all and the end, the A to Z and everything in between. Jesus Christ, as the Alpha and the Omega, identifies Himself with God and incarnates God with us. He assures us He is able to handle anything and everything that becomes between the beginning and the end. No matter what you've been through, no matter who's hurt you, no matter what's on your plate right now, no matter where you're at financially, no matter where you're at spiritually, God is there. He's just waiting on you to turn to Him and say, God, I need you. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, forgive me and wash me and cleanse me and make me new. Remember the microwave? I don't know how it works, but I can push start. It comes on. But in order to push start to make it come on, I've got to be plugged into the power. You can come to church, and you know to come to church, and you know church is good for you, and the fellowship, forsake not the fellowship. You know all of that, but until you get plugged into the power, you got to hit start. You got to get plugged in. He assures us He's able to handle everything and anything that comes into our world. Finally, He reminds us of the place He ought to have in our lives. As they come this morning, Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, He ought to have the first place in our hearts. He ought to have the first place in our minds, the first place in our praise, the first place in our living, in our loving, the first place in our giving, in our priorities, the first place. If we make Him first, He will be our Alpha in all things. He'll be the first to forgive us. He'll be the first to believe in us. He'll be the first to intercede for us. The first to reward us. He'll be the first to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And His promise is that if we make Him our Alpha, He will also be our Omega. As you stand this morning, He will be the last to leave us. He'll be the last to let us down. He'll be the last to give up on us. The last to condemn us. The last to forsake us. He has our backs and He has our fronts. He has our past and He has our future. And in our present, He is God with us. God with us. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is. I'm glad that I can wait on the Lord. They that wait, He's going to renew their strength. Can I tell you this morning, don't give up. Don't stop short. Keep running the race that God set before you. Oh, there's going to be trials and circumstances, and I'll be the first to testify my own personal experience. Things will blindside you that you had no idea of. But you got to keep running. You got to keep walking. You got to keep moving forward. Because He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And He will see you through every situation. You look at every character, every person, every story of the Bible. There was a beginning, there was an ending. And they had a whole bunch of trials and junk in between. The ones who made it, who were faithful, they kept moving forward. They trusted and believed in faith. In faith. I wonder right where you are if you would just lift your hands and ask God, God, I want to make You my Alpha and Omega like never before. I want to make You King of my life like never before. You are Lord, and I praise You like never before. Oh God, You touch every heart here right now.